Episode 686, The Bounty of Blessings.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. Did you survive Thanksgiving? Or did you maybe survive Black Friday shopping? Oh, yes, I don't know which is worse, gathering with the in-laws or Black Friday shopping. I got to tell you, we were driving from out of town, going from up north, going down south. We were going into Kansas area to visit our family and spend Thanksgiving with them. And it was crazy. We had an afternoon Thanksgiving dinner time. And so we were driving by, it was probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there were already people lined up. And I'm thinking, what are your priorities? But you know what? For some people, it's getting in those deals. Well, I hope you had an amazing deal these past few days, spending time with your family and friends, sharing those moments together, because that is what's most important, in my opinion. And for those of you who are brand new to our family, I want to give you a huge welcome and a shout out. Come on into our family. We love that you are here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. Well, to find the simple in every day, because we truly live a chaotic life. We live the busy life, but we can be productive. We can be high performers and high achievers and actually accomplish what God has intended us to accomplish in our lives. Now, I got to tell you a little secret. I'm actually hiding back in my mom's bedroom right now, recording this episode. This is so live and so real because I try to pre-record something so I have maybe a day and a half off, but I don't always know what I'm doing. So this time I packed all my stuff up and I brought you along. And I just want you to know how much of a blessing you are to me. When you share these episodes, when you tell your friends and family about them and you say, you know what, this podcast here, it's got something. Thank you so very much. You are a blessing to me and I just want you to know that. Well, today we're just going to do an off the cuff chat, coffee chat style, of course, because that's what we all do here, right? I mean, it's woman to woman, lady to lady, friend to friend, sister to sister. The bounty of blessings. When your days have felt like a whirlwind, sometimes it's best to sit back and take in the bounty of blessings before you. Sometimes it's best just to, you know, take a break and see things from afar and understand that, wow, I am really blessed with whatever you see before you. You know, my week was somewhat hurried and I was trying to get all my clients coached and I had to move some around and the podcast episodes I wanted pre-recorded and my plans finalized for 2 days of goodness, my bounties of blessings. And I wanted to make sure I jam-packed everything in. I could not miss anything. Somehow, with God's grace and His strength, I pushed through all the messes and managed to arrive at the Thanksgiving gathering only 18 minutes delayed. Oh, yes. Can you believe it? Because you see, that's not bad for us. As a whole, this family usually is, well, at least an hour delayed sometimes. It's something we've struggled with. I don't know if it's because we just have so many of them, but we're always a party within our own family. And so it takes a party to make the party, and it just seems longer. And somehow we get it all together and we straggle in, usually an hour behind. But this time it wasn't, only 18 minutes. And I was excited because we were traveling the farthest away. And so I was like, yes. So we enjoyed our time with lots of family, cousins as far back as fifth. Cousins. I mean, that's a long ways back. Great aunts and uncles and grandparents. And then, of course, you've got the in-laws on sometimes both sides. You got your parents and then your own children. And it was just a day. It was a bounty of blessings. Then we gathered on the second day and it was round two. And I loved it because my brother and his family were able to join us and their children. And it was awesome just to come together again. And then we got to see more cousins and their families. And it was just another day that we could enjoy the bounty of blessings. Finally, the darkness filled the sky, but our hearts were warm forever. And my mom said, "I'm just going to sit down and rest." And I agreed. Her rest was well-deserved, and she needed to sit down. She had been cooking basically for the last 2 days in a row, serving and loving on our big family. And between setting it up, I mean, they started setting up for the big event, you know, I think it was Monday. And it was crazy, but it was awesome. And it takes planning to do such a big celebration with our large family. And as I paused for a moment and she said, "I'm just going to sit down and rest for a moment," my rest was a little bit different. My rest was me being able to look back and enjoy that special time that was spared for me to see the cousins, to see their children, which is our, you know, obviously extended family, and their cousins. Then on the second day, we enjoyed, of course, more time together. We had a moment because when it's of my opinion that after Thanksgiving, the turkey's been cut and we all get to say Happy Thanksgiving to each other. Then it gives me the opportunity to say Merry Christmas. And I love saying that. And I always want to be the first to say that. I don't know why. I just want to. Christmas is my favorite time of year. And I wish a lot of us would spend more time living life in the Christmas season year round, the heart of the Christmas season. And we're going to talk about that later in some episodes. But here during Thanksgiving time, and you know, our family is very musical and we are so blessed with lots of talent across the board. I mean, I jokingly say, if you want to be a part of the family, you have to either sing or play a musical instrument. You have to be musically connected somehow, some way. And so earlier today, we gathered around the big black grand piano that my father gave my mother. And we sang Christmas carols together as my mom played. And then we each one of us would chime in and we would either play our special song that we liked or a couple of them. I even got to enjoy my uncle playing his song that he wrote just recently. And he shared that song with us, in which his choir sang at the Christ the King Day event at their church. The bounty of blessings are right before you. Sometimes, though, we're looking for them in the Black Friday specials or the Cyber Monday online event. Sometimes we're looking for them in, you know, ads of the paper or even in our job and what we do. But the bounty of blessings is what's before you. Sometimes we're trying to fill the voids in our life with the stuff. And we really should leave the stuff to the turkey. That's what their stuffing is made for. It's for the turkey. But it's not made for our lives. And it's definitely not made for our heart. The only one who can fill the voids in our life and fill the holes in our heart is Jesus Christ. As your year begins to wind down, I want you to think about the bounty of blessings before you. Who do you have in your life that you're grateful for? Who do you have that you need to love on even more than you have? Who maybe are you leaving behind that you need to bring to the forefront? Your bounty of blessings. How are you going to make them the center of your life instead of making the stuff the center? I'm guilty as charged. I've done it many times. Over and over again, whether it's the activities I stuff myself with, or whether it's the volunteer things that I think I need to or I have to do, I convince myself that I must save the world. If I don't do it, it's not going to get done. But I'm telling you right now, stuffing your life, you're missing out on the bounty of blessings right before you. You can't keep stuffing a turkey. It eventually gets what? Overstuffed. And it all begins to fall out and it doesn't taste as good. When you're trying to fill those voids, maybe you don't even know you're trying to do that. But I believe deep down we are. Maybe we're afraid of being lonely. and being alone. Maybe we're afraid to even be by ourselves to the point that maybe we will overthink things. Maybe it's a fear of success, fear of failure, fear of self-doubt, fear of, can I do it on my own? Can I make this work? How are you stuffing your life? And how are you choosing to see the bounty of blessings right before you? This has been a truly beautiful week for me. Being able to be hurried and scurried and now sitting in a corner right now, being able to chat with you. You see, you are one of my blessings. And I love that so much that even in these times of kind of chaotic disasters that we create for ourselves, because that's what we do, we adapt and we put ourselves in situations that we don't always have to be in. Do you really have to be at that store at midnight? Because I got to tell you, I did go to Walmart on Thanksgiving night. Oh, yes, I did. Because you see, my daughter sent me a text. And she said, Mom, do you want to be the best mom in the world? Could you go get me some ice cream? And it was a specific ice cream. And I read the text after being with family all day. And I was driving with my youngest. And we were headed back to Grandma's house. I feel like I should start singing the Jingle Bell song. Over the hills and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. And that's where we were going. We were going over the hills and through the woods. Off to grandma's house we go, 45 minutes away. And I thought, she really wants me to stop and get her some ice cream. So I told my youngest, I said, let's go do it. We can handle this. We went in and we graced Walmart with our presence. Okay, now, not that they were waiting for us, but I just thought if I thought it that way, maybe I would feel better walking into the chaos that I figured would be looming amongst the area. And I walked in actuality, it was really calm. And I couldn't believe it. And we saw some police officers there. And I made a point to tell my son, I said, you know what? We need to make sure we thank them when we leave. It's very important. And he goes, okay, Mom, but Mom, I thank them every day in my prayers. And that immediately, brought a tear to my eye. And I stopped for a moment as if nothing else was around me, even though there were the Walmart workers who were putting all the pies, 50% off, and they were putting a special wrap around them so, you could get that pumpkin pie at 9:30 at night for a special discount. Man, they had them going. But for me, it was stillness. And all I heard was my son being grateful for the bounty of blessings right before him. What's right before you? What are you missing because you're so stuffed? What are you doing in your life that you cannot see the blessing before you? The man who's sleeping next to you. Have you really told him lately how much you love him? Have you sat down long enough to speak to your child and tell them how talented and gifted they are? It is crazy how messed up we can get within our own selves. And I have been there so many times. And it's not that I haven't been there now. Ask my kiddos. I'm sure I was probably pretty crazy this past week, getting everything ready, trying to rearrange, the clients and getting them coached and all of that. And they actually got 3.5 days off from school. And they would sit here and look at me and like, Mom, you got to breathe a moment. We try to sometimes do things our way, when if we would stop long enough and fill the voids of our heart and let Jesus Christ fill them, it would be so much better. What do you see before you today? Who are you missing because you're stuffing yourself too much? Thanksgiving day is over. It's gone. It's past. Unstuff your life and fill up with the bounty of blessings before you, the one God has created for you. Go out and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.